Last night, three of the candidates running for governor in Connecticut used their final televised debate to make closing arguments to Connecticut voters. The debate was at the Foxwoods Resort Casino. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
The three candidates described Tuesday's upcoming election as a pivotal one for Connecticut. Democrat Ned Lamont said if elected, he would be the one to protect the state against President Donald Trump's policies.
You're going to need somebody who's going to stand up and fight for Obamacare and fight for the protections we need. Wherever I go, people tell me about pre-existing conditions, their dad with diabetes, and what are we going to do? I promise you, as governor, we're going to make sure those people are protected.
Republican candidate Bob Stefanowski promised he would revive the state's economy by getting rid of some of outgoing Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy's projects, such as the New Britain Busway, and cut taxes.
So here's what we're going to do together. We're going to rip the Band-Aid off in Hartford. We're going to cut the size of government. We're going to eliminate wasteful spending. We're going to reduce our taxes and get jobs and businesses to come back here.
Unaffiliated candidate Oz Griebel promised that he and his running mate would not be beholden to the two major parties that have been in charge in Hartford.
I hope over the last couple of debates you've seen two people, Monty Frank and myself, who are prepared to provide leadership that's not focused on a party, which party's in charge, whether it says R or D on my sweatshirt, but rather a leadership team that's going to focus on you as a taxpayer, the resident, and the employer.
The latest Quinnipiac University poll shows Lamont with a slight lead over Stefanowski. That is within the margin of error. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.